Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Welcome back to a Digital Identity Digest. I'm Heather Flanagan, and today we're going to talk about roads. Yes, roads. They're an amazing metaphor, and I'm just going to drive this one all night long. I mean, we don't think about the roads we drive on, unless one cracks, collapses, or dumps us someplace we didn't mean to be. Identity in the age of agentic AI? Same thing. It is road infrastructure, and just like a good road system, it needs to be engineered with care, built on solid standards, and ready for traffic we can't even imagine yet. Now, right now, autonomous agents are already taking actions on behalf of people and businesses. They're booking meetings, writing and summarizing emails, pushing code, and even moving money. Which means it's a really good time to pause and ask, how are the identity and access management decisions being made for those actions? Are they secure? Are they reviewed? Are they designed for best practices? Or are we basically flooring it across an uninspected bridge, hoping the potholes aren't too deep? The protocols making so much of this possible, things like Model Context Protocol or MCP or Google's agent-to-agent, are still wet cement. And if we want to go from today's cow paths, cow poop included, to tomorrow's superhighways, we can't just slap on more lanes later. We need a strong identity layer poured in from the start. Now, this whole episode and the associated blog post is based on a keynote that I gave recently at a fairly large corporate event. And the audience there was asking the right questions about identity, about standards, about AI. And if you're building or maintaining systems that include autonomous agents, or it's on your roadmap at all, you should be asking these kinds of questions too. Now, let me pause here and just clear up a few terms, because identity can mean wildly different things depending on who you ask. I mean, if you get 100 identity professionals in a room, you're going to hear at least 1,000 different definitions, and some of the people who've been there for a while will probably start just rocking back and forth in a corner. That said, for the purposes of this blog post and talk and episode, here's how I'm using terms. So when I say identity, I mean a persistent and verifiable representation of an entity, whether that's a person or a machine, that other systems can use to decide what that entity can do, when it can do it, and under what conditions. Now, when I'm talking about identity infrastructure, I mean the shared, stable, standards-based systems and governance that makes those identity usables across teams, organizations, and technologies. In other words, the stuff that makes identity portable, interoperable, and reliable at scale. And finally, when I'm talking about agentic AI or AI agents, I'm borrowing heavily from NVIDIA's definition, because I figure if anyone knows, they're probably a good source. They think of it as AI, usually powered by large language models, that doesn't just generate code, but it plans and reasons through complex multi-step problems on its own. The key word in this definition really is autonomous. Generative AI writes things. Agentic AI acts on things. Now, having those definitions in mind matters, because without them, we're probably going to talk past each other a bit. With them, we can focus on the real challenge, which is making sure the identity infrastructure can support both human and non-human actors, especially when those non-human actors are making decisions at machine speed. Now, when people are talking about agentic AI, they're focusing on upsides. They're focusing on faster iteration cycles, smart automation, productivity gains, code generation, even helpful chatbots that can field questions at scale. GitHub's Octoverse report shows a 59% surge in contributions to generative AI projects and a 98% increase in the number of projects overall. Many of these contributions came from India, Germany, Japan, Singapore, and Latin America. They also reported that AI has not flooded open source with low-quality junk. If anything, what it's doing is drawing more people into development. Now, I'll admit, I'm not entirely sure I buy those claims about junk or not junk, because it doesn't match what I'm hearing anecdotally. But, you know, that's why we look at data and not just gut feelings and what's reaching the top of my newsfeed. However you look at it, it is pretty impressive that the tools are young, they're evolving quickly, and they are unlocking some interesting creativity across the stack. But what is often missing from these conversations is, all right, well, who or what is acting on whose behalf and with what authority? And that's that identity layer. And without it, all of this innovation becomes much harder to govern, harder to scale, and harder to trust. All this is not hypothetical, right? Agents are in your tools right now. They're updating dependencies, answering tickets, doing all these things. Microsoft's 2025 Work Trend Index says that global leaders rank customer service, marketing, and product development as the top three areas for accelerated AI investment in the next 12 to 18 months. 73% of these leading edge companies, however Microsoft has defined leading edge companies, will use AI for marketing, 66% for customer success, and even internal communications is seeing a 68% adoption. Now, that's a lot of automation acting on behalf of people, and without clear identity controls, it's also a lot of potential for embarrassing or catastrophic mistakes. There's a few examples I mentioned in the blog post. One is there's an incident of an AI coding assistant, which ever so helpfully wiped out a startup's production database. That's the last thing a startup needs. Another instance of AI-powered recruiting software rejecting qualified applicants based purely on age and gender, which landed the company in lawsuits. So these tools, right, they're fast, they're powerful, but oversight around identity and accountability has not really caught up yet. So identity, you know, is part of your infrastructure, and infrastructure is more than your usernames and passwords. When humans act, we typically have some kind of audit trail of who did what, when, or why. Whether or not you like that model, that is what is typically in place. We rely on login sessions, logs, access controls, and behavioral patterns. Now, when AI agents act, especially those with high autonomy, what we really need right now is something a bit more durable. We need identity systems that recognize both human and non-human actors, delegation models that express who can do what for whom and under what conditions. We need better signals for provenance, who authorized the decision, so we can figure out if it was appropriate. And we need verifiability so we can prove what happened after the fact. Without infrastructure that accounts for all of that, the agentic AI ecosystem really becomes kind of a black box. And for security teams, DevOps leads, auditors, that's kind of a non-starter. So if an agent makes a change, you should be able to answer, was it authorized, who or what delegated the authority, and what policy was applied? Now, Microsoft, in its report, hints a bit at this by asking, you need to ask yourself how many agents are needed for which roles and tasks and how many humans to guide them, which is a great starting point. But dig a little deeper into that. Do you have enough data to clearly scope the AI's role? Can you give it only the access it needs when it needs it for the specific task at hand, or do your systems not work at that level? These questions aren't just about risk, right? This is a great opportunity in asking these questions to improve system hygiene and clarity overall. Now, you might ask, well, yes, but isn't this already solved? The answer is no, not really. Protocols like MCP and agent-to-agent are early candidates. They're good projects. They're an interesting place to get started. They enable agents to coordinate in powerful ways, but they're built for capability. They're not actually built for security nor identity. Some people who have been deeply engaged in standards development for protocols like OAuth are still trying to figure out how to adopt MCP, agent-to-agent, how to actually get OAuth to work in those environments. It's not that MCP and A2A are broken. Precisely. It's just like they're early. Identity isn't their core mission. But if we don't make faster progress on getting identity as, you know, a fundamental layer to those things, we're going to be stuck retrofitting trust into systems that were never designed for it. Now, you may be tempted at this point to just build your own delegation model, your own trust chain, your own method for agent authorization and authentication. Please don't. If every organization does that, we end up with very fragile integrations, we end up with misaligned assumptions, gaps in visibility and accountability, security holes that you could drive, a nation state through. And that's why open standards matter, not as a compliance checkbox, but as the only viable way to create a scalable trust across companies and industries. And as I mentioned in an earlier episode, open doesn't mean that you can download the spec. It means shared governance on the specifications. It means transparent development on the specifications. It means real-world applicability. And all this is pretty hard work, but it's what makes the rest of this all possible. So if you're building agentic AI capabilities or even experimenting, you're already laying down your infrastructure and you are at a fork in the road. The question is, will your road support accountability or is it going to collapse under the weight of unverifiable delegation? You don't need to have all of the answers today, but you do need to start asking better questions. Is identity part of the design or do you expect it to be bolted on later? Are trust relationships modeled clearly or are they just assumed? Will the logs stand up in an audit or are we relying on magic? If you want to be a part of influencing the standards, the industry's direction, join a standards group. Challenge assumptions in product reviews. Push for interoperability, not lock-in. And make sure that your identity is part of the foundation of what you're building and not a feature to add later. We don't have to wait for the bridge to collapse before we do all this. We can build roads that we actually want to drive on. So thanks for listening to A Digital Identity Digest. If this got you thinking or made you want to argue with me, share it with your colleagues. Because the more people we have in on this conversation, the better our chances of building identity infrastructure that lasts. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.